Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. In Huron County's Circuit Court before Judge Frill, Paige Ann Shively pleaded guilty to a probation violation. The violation stemmed from prohibited contact with Shane Krug occurring between December 18, 2025 and April 22, 2026. Shively's probation will continue and she received a three-day jail sentence to be served this Friday at 6 p.m. She retains the right to appeal the court's decision. And a sentencing hearing has been for Douglas Harold Plester concluded today in Huron County Circuit Court. Mr. Plester was sentenced on charges of prohibited possession of a firearm and ammunition and a probation violation. Defense counsel presented Mr. Plester's self-employment history and his engagement in substance abuse treatment and other classes, requesting a delayed sentence to allow class completion. The prosecution cited Mr. Plester's prior probation issues and the discovery of three firearms, recommending against continued probation. The court sentenced Mr. Plester to 365 days in county jail for the probation violation, with credit for 95 days served. For the firearm and ammunition charges, the court imposed a sentence of 235 days in county jail, with credit for 5 days served. The firearms and ammunition were forfeited. The court noted Mr. Plester's age, prior felony, and current engagement in services, alongside past probation violations, including alcohol consumption and lying to police. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call people who really care. Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, James Matthew Learman, 22, received a sentence of 24 months to 15 years with the Michigan Corrections Commission today. Learman previously pleaded no contest on March 17th to criminal sexual conduct in a second degree. The court noted his lack of prior criminal record, but highlighted the case involved a 15-year-old victim and multiple encounters over a six-week period. As part of the sentence, Learman must register under the Michigan Sex Offender Registry Act. He is prohibited from any contact with the victim and must maintain a distance of 500 feet from her residence, school, or place of employment. Learman received 1 day credit for time served. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.